Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Known as the Artesian Well in the early 1900s, a free-flowing spring ran through an orchard off Culver Road between Phoenix and Talent, Oregon. The well became a popular stop for people who brought tin cups to the site for a cool, refreshing drink of its water. An early photo shows William Quackenbush and his daughter May at the site. May lived to the age of 107, leaving people wondering if the spring water contributed to her long life. Orchard owner M.L. Pellet dug the well around 1906 to improve irrigation. He got a good flow of water at 980 feet, but decided a few years later to increase capacity by shooting the well, a method used by oil drillers. At the time, it consisted of lowering a casing of dynamite into a well and detonating a blasting cap with a fuse. Later, the method evolved to using blasting gelatin, a mixture of nitroglycerin, gun cotton, and wood pulp. Pellet used a bundle of dynamite. The well collapsed on itself, and its waters never resurfaced again. Today's episode of As It was written by Luanna Corbin, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.